This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Everyone should be doing that if they're not 6 feet away from people, social distancing. And to be on the safe side, it's a good idea to do it even if you are 6 feet away from people.
Who is that mask man? That would be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushing the mask on y'all. How you doing, America? Hope all of you are well in whatever nook, cranny, or canyon you're listening to me from. I had some friends that went to Bear Lake over the holidays. Why? Because they could do what McConnell said. They could wear a mask if they had to run in somewhere and grab some grub and then leave. But they were in the mountains, the Rocky Mountain National Park, hiking and enjoying nature. And this seems to be the best way to social distance. If it's on your bucket list and it's really, really, really big, like one of those big parks, you might be able to get there from here. It breaks my heart to hear the sad news in my adopted home state, the great state of Texas, that hospitals in the Rio Grande Valley really had to set off the alarm bells over the weekend as their beds filled to capacity with COVID-19 patients. Some started transferring patients in other places. Ten of 12 hospitals in Hidalgo, Cameron, and Starr counties, their big ones, are on what they call diversion status. That means all their beds are full. But they are saying, with my last check, that it was pretty much a fluid kind of situation, so diversions could be lifted at any moment. They're like me, they're optimists, hoping that something great will happen. But sadly, when there's no room at the inn, and the inn where you have to go is a hospital, that would be very, very scary. And even worse, besides the overwhelmed hospitals, is personnel on top of that. Who's going to treat all the patients, and they're running thin with the people to do the treating there. Then you go to the Rio Grande Valley, and the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 has tripled over the past 2 weeks. They went from 253 people on June 22nd to 820 on July 4th. One of my best family memories, because if you haven't listened to the show before, welcome once again. My name is Kate Delaney, and I'm so glad you're with us. I'm rolling out my red carpet to who is ever out there listening for the first time. I've lived all over the country. I've had the privilege to live in so many great places in what I call the best country on the face of the earth. Now in Texas, I've had a chance to explore Texas, and one of my best family memories was from this family vacation where we went to Marfa. In Marfa, it is like the Old West. They had the McDonald Observatory not too far from Marfa, where you can see, every star you can imagine, right? The mysterious lights outside of town. I stayed in the Elizabeth Taylor Room in the El Paisano, where the movie Giant was filmed a long, long time ago before I was born, but pretty cool. I actually went and watched it after that. Big Ben is there. Great place to go if you like the outdoors, just like I was saying about Bear Lake and talking about the Rocky Mountains. This would be a great place to escape. Just amazing people. And they're getting the message out to stay home by sending out the message, leaving messages that Brewster County, they're just saying stay home. Don't even venture out. Just stay home. How about my pals in Arizona? I talk about Arizona a lot. I have a great love for that state, too. One of the coolest places on the planet. Another place to go if you haven't been there. I mean, just the eye candy, the rock formations, just the difference of the terrain when you move from place to place. But anyway, Phoenix, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Arizona has now surpassed 100,000. And younger people, not the older people, have been mostly the ones that are getting it, more than half of them. The Department of Health Services released a statement, I want to say, early this morning. I grabbed it up, and it's more than 62,000 of the over 101,000 reported cases involve people younger than 44. Wow. That's not what we thought in the beginning, remember? And so when they're, you know, 20 to 44, they're in the community and they can spread it. That's the problem. They went to the Arizona bars, the nightclubs, after the stay-at-home orders were lifted in mid-May. So now the nightclubs and gyms are closed again to try to slow the surge of this virus, of the cases that are doubling up in the last couple of weeks. And boy, oh boy, if you're listening to me in Tucson, I almost lived in Tucson. Found a great house there, but got a job offer I couldn't turn down. KVOI, it's fate that you can hear me on 10:30 a.m. The Voice, because Tucson is a one-of-a-kind kind of place, too. And they've got a one-of-a-kind clinical trial for COVID-19 that's happening. So the Arizona clinical trials, they're offering, this is very cool when you talk about antibodies, they're talking about this therapy from Regeneron, and the people who are COVID-19 positive and very, very ill in the hospital are sometimes given this convalescent plasma or plasma that's donated from another person who beat the virus. And so now they're using these synthesized antibodies, and that can be incredibly beneficial. They control how many are going to be given, that kind of thing, but they're going to be able to measure the antibodies to know if they're giving them high doses of it, that whole kind of thing. And it is history making for sure. And it's right there in Tucson. I always talk about the number of cases in the United States nearing 3 million, the number of deaths 132,399. The number of recovered people, 900,629. Check this out. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms of Atlanta, who is reportedly on Joe Biden's vice presidential short list for the Dems, said that on Monday that she tested positive for coronavirus. Here she is.
My symptoms have been like my seasonal allergy symptoms. I've had a headache the past few days and just, you know, a little dry cough, but that's not unusual because I have that with my allergies, which are just about year round in Atlanta. And my husband literally has been asleep since Thursday.
Yeah, so the family tested positive, and you heard what she said. She has allergies, so it's not unusual, so not thinking anything about it. And a sad story about Nick Cordero, the Broadway superstar who lost his battle with the coronavirus, 41 years old, and it had been a long time that he was battling this, since March. Had to have a leg amputated. Just very, very sad, sad story to see that come to that conclusion. Never wore masks, but you got me to pay attention, girl. And thank God two of my friends have families dealing with COVID-19. Who said that? Find out next when we head to the mailroom.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
What?
Yeah!
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yes, speak of the mail, man. Speak of the mail, man. Yes.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the week. All right, Joe in Iowa, as we roll down this list of fantastic emails, thank you. You can always hit me up 24/7, katedelaneyradio.com. Joe in Iowa says, Kate never wore a mask, but you got me to pay attention, girl. And he really drags out, girl. And thank God, two of my friends have families dealing with COVID-19, one of them in the ICU, the other recovering but having a really, really tough time, one in their 40s and one in their 60s. I pray to God you and your family are safe and the people listening to your show don't go through this. From everything I've heard, it is a wicked devil. So I have masked up now when I run out, and I think you're right. It's not necessarily that big of a deal. Even old Mitch is doing it. So there you go. Absolutely, of course, because why take the chance? And if somebody does that for you, then they get excited. You know, see, here's the thing. It's those stupid droplets, right? So coughing, talking, all that kind of thing would spew those. And look at the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, who had no symptoms. To her, she had no symptoms. The family was fine. Her husband was sleeping a lot. Next thing you know, they're all testing positive for it. And certainly, there are people that get through this. I love talking about the recovery numbers. I mentioned that over 900,000 people have recovered in the U.S., but too many have lost their lives, 132,000. You don't want to be that statistic. So if it's wearing a bloody mask, wear the mask when you're near people. It's easy. I understand if it was, I don't understand, but if it was something outrageous that we had to do, can you imagine if we had to wear a hazmat suit, like full-on hazmat suit to do anything? I can't imagine that. So that's not what we're talking about here, though. All right, so thanks for that. Appreciate it, Joe. Let's move on. Let's go to this one. This one is from Jake. He emails us a lot. Jake says, Kate, what the hell is happening in Georgia? Thank goodness this isn't last year. I can remember you saying that you had a lot of speeches in Atlanta, and it's earning its name Hotlanta for a much different reason. I think there's even a state of emergency. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. The governor, Brian Kemp, had to. I mean, he said, we're in a state of emergency. They had to activate 1,000 National Guardsmen to come up to Georgia, to specifically Atlanta area, because of the increased violence. There's crime, property destruction, you know, different kind of crimes, that kind of stuff. Sad. There was a death of an 8-year-old girl. There was 5 people killed. One of them was this 8-year-old girl. She was shot riding in the car with her mother and another person. They were trying to get into a parking lot that had illegal barricades where the Rayshard Brooks, that area there, and look what happened. I saw her distraught mother speaking about it, and it was awful. I mean, it rattles you. So they are sufficiently rattled. They absolutely. It's awful. And they've had 75 shootings in the past couple of weeks. And even the mayor said, listen, this, and in the case of the 5 deaths and the 8-year-old girl, she said, come on, y'all. This is basically black on black here in what happened with that little girl. And terrible, talking about the crime and what's happened. And the governor saying the National Guard's going to provide support at the state buildings, at the mansion, all that other kind of stuff. But just awful. They're getting just phone call after phone call that people have been carjacked. There's been looting and vandalism. And, yeah, this is the real deal. This isn't overreaction. This is the right action that had to happen here. And let's move on to this one. This one is from Savannah. Wow, isn't that interesting? We just went from Georgia to Savannah. I love that name as a name. Anyway, I digress. Savannah actually listens to us in New Orleans. You know, it's funny, we were talking about New Orleans and how awful it was and how scary New Orleans was in, you know, months ago. And now New Orleans just has to worry about getting through hurricane season and, of course, COVID, too, but not anywhere near what they were having happen in those parishes. People took it really seriously and tried to do social distancing and everything else that you have to do to do what you can to squash this. Wash your crazy hands. I'll tell you a story about my accountant in a second, but Savannah says this. She says, you know, Kate, I heard you talk about the story about that outrageous woman who was gal pals with Jeffrey Epstein, and the fact that I guess now she's been transferred to some sort of a detention facility in Brooklyn. And do you think she's going to make her first appearance in that courtroom, or do you think she suddenly will mysteriously vanish as well? Will she give up some of those big names? Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell is her name, and supposedly she has the book on anybody famous or anybody that was around Jeffrey Epstein, because she was there constantly the whole time. And her role is conspiring with Epstein to recruit and groom and sexually abuse underage girls as young as 14. Is that sick? Thank God they got her in New Hampshire last week. I mean, I think we can all agree on that. But the people that Jeffrey Epstein knew, it was the rich and the powerful, because he was rich and powerful and got away with some outlandish, despicable, criminal behavior. But she's caught in the net. So does she squeal? Does she make it? And there's a lot of rumors about will she make it or not. Just the thoughts that people are thinking that she's not going to see the light of day. I don't know about that. I think for sure Prince Andrew, whatever happened there, the allegations are out there. I think she would give him up. But, you know, Prince Andrew's one thing versus who in the United States. And we've seen some of the pictures. And just because there's pictures of them doesn't mean they were flying to these islands and whatnot, the island he had. But he definitely had plenty of politicians and other people in the business world that did make the trek. No question about it. All right, this one is Neil in Florida. And Neil says, Kate, finally, somebody has some sense. They've shut things back down in Miami. My son lives there. I live on the west coast of the state. And I, you know, I love the beaches like anyone else, but I certainly don't want so many people to get out there that it ruins it for everybody else and people end up sick. And, of course, the danger, as you know, is that people my son's age, he's 22, people in that age range don't understand the severity of it. They sneak off, get together, and the next thing you know that they have COVID and they infect other people with it, not wanting to do it on purpose, but not knowing that they even had it. Well, yeah, that's the whole thing that we keep talking about. How do you know? How do you know? You don't know. I mean, if you know you have it, of course, it's a whole different scenario that we're talking about. But if you don't know, you don't know what you don't know. I mean, it seems trite. It's that simple. So you go to a family party. There's only a handful of people. And lo and behold, it's, you know, it's just a couple of you, but unfortunately, it's the wrong couple of you, and it becomes a, you know, an absolute unmitigated disaster. All right, let's take one more. I'm going to kind of sneak this one in here. All right, this one is from Garrett, and Garrett says, oh, boy, MLB releasing their schedules, but what about all these players that have tested positive for COVID-19, including Joey Gallo, the superstar from the Texas Rangers? I'm assuming you know him, Kate, and I'm sure the Rangers aren't excited about that. Do you think that they pull off this 60-game season? Well, if you're talking about, yeah, Joey Gallo did test positive for it. He is a superstar for the Rangers. He's in isolation, you know, sequestering himself, if you want to call it that, and has to have two negative tests within 24 hours. They test him a couple of times by the time he comes back. And there are other players that have tested positive, and there's some players that don't want to come back. Do I think the 60-game season will work? Well, we're going to find out, because I do believe it rolls out. The season rolls out. Does it stay? Does it work? Does the protocol work when somebody tests positive for it? I don't know. Maybe. I hope so. This could be a distraction that a lot of people like. Is any NFL player worth $450 million? Headed to the man cave. I'll hold the door open for you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
New York State hospitals released more than 6,300 recovering coronavirus patients into nursing homes during the height of the pandemic under a controversial state policy. But they argued it was not to blame for one of the nation's highest nursing home death tolls. Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration, which has taken intense criticism over the policy, instead contended the virus rampant spread through the state's nursing homes was propelled by more than 20,000 infected home staffers who kept going to work unaware they had the virus in March and April. And hospitals are rapidly approaching capacity once again across the Sun Belt, and the Miami area closed restaurants and gyms again because of the surging coronavirus as the United States emerged from the 4th of July weekend full of picnics, parties, and outings that health officials fear could continue to fuel the rapidly worsening outbreak. This is USA Radio News. The White House is ready to discuss another stimulus package, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The White House says they expect negotiations on the next coronavirus stimulus package to take place in the second or third week of July. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also says,
the President's been very clear that he's supportive of another stimulus check, and yet at the same time, we want to make sure that we're addressing things in a real systemic way.
Meadows adding that liability protections should be included in this package.
Liability protection, I think, is critical for all businesses when we look at this new coronavirus and how we deal with it.
President Donald Trump took aim at NASCAR's Bubba Wallace, a prominent black driver, falsely claiming on Twitter the sport's recent anti-racist stance had lowered its television ratings. The president also used Twitter to criticize NASCAR for banning the Confederate flag. In a statement posted on his Twitter page, Wallace said, "The last thing, always deal with hate being thrown at you with love. Even if it's hate from the POTUS, love wins." This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been." Johnny, rising up your bow.
The great Charlie Daniels. The devil went down to Georgia. He was a country boy who told us so. The world loses a great music man. Do you need any more hints as to what made him so great? Did you hear that fiddle? Oh, the best. And he certainly made his mark as a session musician in the late 60s and 70s. And the more you get to know about his music, the more you learn that he played guitar, bass, fiddle, banjo on some Nashville recordings by Bob Dylan, Ringo Starr, and Leonard Cohen. So welcome to Odds and Ends. I still have the door open for the man cave, and I'm going to talk about that $450 million, which now the money has jumped up. So because they're counting the money, we're delaying the man cave stop. Instead, we're doing a little odds and ends. And this is an end, the end of an era. He was 83 years old, and apparently he had a stroke, a hemorrhaging kind of stroke, as it's been described. But you know, he was the Southern rock dude. But so much more than that, like I said, when I say more than that, it's because he did so much behind the scenes, helped other people, produced albums for other people, that kind of thing. And then he became the leader of his own band, the Charlie Daniels Band, which was a country rock ensemble that hosted all kinds of music festivals. I know one, I saw some clips from the Volunteer Jam, and that was pretty cool. And he did another Southern music festival that started in the 70s. He had Stevie Ray Vaughan and James Brown and the Marshall Tucker Band. I saw them one time at a concert. They blew the lid off the place. And I actually have seen him in my lifetime play twice. Is impressive, impressive, impressive. So rip Charlie Daniels. So much more than what you might have known about him. And The Devil Went Down to Georgia certainly hit the top of the charts and was extremely popular. But The South's Gonna Do It Again was a pop top 40 song. He sang with so many other people that are so well known that you would know. He's also was a bluegrass guy. I love bluegrass. There's a great bluegrass festival, Telluride, Colorado. I saw him there, and like I said, then that really sealed it for me, and I became an even bigger fan of Charlie Daniels. So again, rip to the man with the fiddle who really, really, really knew how to use it. All right, let's do some odds and ends here. One of them is Rush Limbaugh on his show was talking about, and he makes a point that is true. He was talking about the deaths versus the amount of cases. And, of course, with the amount of cases, with the younger people, that's alarming because they can spread it to other people. And, of course, they could go to the extreme ends of things, like anyone who gets COVID-19. But with the spikes, the actual overall death rate hasn't gone through the ceiling. It's more the cases. And the cases, like I said, can go either way because there's all kinds of different symptoms. People take it in different ways. Some recover faster, and some have the worst thing that happens is when they have to crawl to the hospital, and that is the scariest thing on the doorstep of death, of course. But he talked about the fact, and he's right about this, there have been a huge spike in cases, but if you look at the millions per death, that number has not shot up. I say that 132,399 deaths are way too many. For me, I went through 9/11 and saw the reaction to 9/11. It was like The Walking Dead, and I was among them working in New York City. It was awful. Here, we have this elusive virus that, what's it going to do? I mean, where's it going to show up? And we don't know. Just like the mayor of Atlanta who had no idea. Poof. To me, that's scary. But if you look at that number, he's absolutely right. The number of deaths per million is actually higher in New Jersey, higher in New York, if you measure it that way. So there's something, and I've talked about this before, there's something about herd immunity, right? That if you have people that are out there and they're living their lives and they don't have any of those, they don't have any of the, you know, the things that would cause COVID to really be crippling to you, horrible asthma, any kind of lung problems, any kind of cancer, anything with diabetes, heart disease, any of that kind of stuff. So if you're young and healthy and you're out there and enough are out there, there is that theory of the herd immunity. That if we don't have a vaccine and there's no therapeutics that are 100% that we don't know, you could go with that, right? And maybe that's a way to keep on going with this whole idea of the herd immunity. The problem, though, is the more cases and keep watching the cases and watching what happens with those cases because of how much it's blossomed, how much it's exploded. In the reopenings, especially, that's the thing to really be concerned about and to watch, because it's that reopening and the economy. Like, you know, if you especially you don't get kids back to school, that's a blow to the economy. The whole thing with daycare and what that equates to for people and what that equates to for the economy. There are some real danger signs when you, certainly when you look at that. And then just grappling with what to do. Not knowing what direction to go. So herd immunity is a thought, but who are those people then in contact with? And that's where it gets even trickier, right? Because we've seen those sad stories, and nobody wants to be that person. That, you know, they're healthy, they're in the frats, they're with their buddies, but then they go home, and then somebody's not so healthy. You know, there's some planning that would have to happen that's not happening with a lot of people. Because who wants to, you know, are you planning? You're not. You're thinking it's 4th of July, they're at the Ozarks again, they're partying, right? Nothing wrong with going to the pool. Nothing wrong with hanging out with a couple of members of your posse. But you got to shrink that posse, especially in some of these situations where you're endangering people you love, right? Nobody wants to do that. No, All right, but it's something that's being talked about a lot, absolutely. And on the opposite side of that, Anthony Fauci, top doc U.S., who's getting banged around by some people and others still think, you know, he's the guy who knows, he warns that we are knee-deep in the first wave of the coronavirus, and the prognosis is not really very good at all because we're not getting a handle on it to curb the spread. The spread is the thing. And he talks about the surge or resurgence of infections because it's been superimposed upon this, like, baseline. So with the new cases, the one thing that's happening where they're climbing, you have nearly 3 million Americans who have contracted the virus, right? And as I said, over 130,000 deaths. Well, then you look at the states and the cities trying to open up and get back to something of that's normal, like he says. And then it leads to the situation where you have the record-breaking cases, and that's the thing. So you have 21 states who have paused reopening, or they're taking steps to roll back to limit the spread of COVID-19. Because you've got at least 32 states that are reporting higher rates of new cases this week. You know, it's like the European Union, which they don't want us to come visit, by the way. They went up, and then they came down to that baseline that Fauci's talking about, and now they're having what he would call little blips, and he says little blips is one thing as they're trying to reopen, but he says we went up but we never came down to the baseline. That's the problem. So now it's surging back up, and that's the serious situation that we have to address, and that's what's happened, because we never came back down to the baseline. If we had come down to the baseline, it would be different versus where we are now. I mean, look, we're watching, we're on the alert, we're looking at what's happening with the hospitalizations and what's happening with the people being tested. I know there was a lot of frustration in parts of Arizona, especially Phoenix, where people waited for a very long time to get tested, and then some finally got to the top of the line after hours and hours of waiting, and they were out of tests. And that's a horrible situation, not to have enough tests to test the people that are, you know, in these unbearable temperatures, even though they may be used to them. You're never used to them. It's like what they say about the Texas heat, the Arizona heat, etc. And bravo for the people who are like, yeah, I want to get tested, but then finding themselves in that situation where they're disappointed and because they can't even get up to the test because they end up running out of tests. I mentioned the thing with the schools, so just as a quick aside for the people listening around the country and outside of our borders and in Florida, Florida schools have to reopen for students in August. That's an executive order issued by the state's education commissioner. Few exceptions, because they're saying they have to do it. It has to be open 5 days a week. And then they've got these requirements. That's the key. Ooh, we'll see. All right, remember that man cave? I got a couple of dollars in my pocket. I'm going to pay that quarterback a little homage coming up next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Time to
invade the bad game.
COVID-19 will tell us what to do. We won't tell COVID what to do. I think we plan accordingly. And if it's safe, I would love nothing more to be in a Major League Baseball park. But if not, I'm always going to take the safest route.
Alex Rodriguez coming right up to the top of this one in the man cave. He's watched Hustlers, his soon-to-be wife's movie. How many times? Remember, you saw her performance, perhaps, if you watched the Super Bowl, and that's a man who's in heaven. But the former Yankee talking about whether it's safe or not, paying attention to the signs and what's going on with COVID. The Major League Baseball schedules are out, so that is big news. The defending world champions, the Washington Nationals, going to host those Yankees in the first game of the Major League Baseball season on July 23rd. That's followed by the Giants traveling to play their rivals, the Dodgers. Oof, for people listening in California, I used to go to so many of those games when I lived in Cali. It was fun to be on either side of that, to either be up in Northern California or be in Southern California. So the full schedule has been unfurled. Will you be watching? More and more people, it's sort of kind of a split thing. People that I know are diehard sports fans and have missed it are like, you know, I don't really care anymore. And then other people are like, oh, anything, a distraction from what's happening in our lives. So it depends. Let's see what happens. There's some new rules. It could be pretty interesting. So over the 60-game regular season, teams are going to play their four divisional opponents 10 times each, and the other 20 games are going to be against interleague opponents in the same geographical area. So like the National League West teams would face the American League West teams. And it makes sense because they're trying to cut down on the travel, because remember they're going to be in hotels, and just see what can happen, get through it. The Boston Red Sox, they got some pretty challenging moments early in the season. 13 of their first 23 games are against AL East contenders, the Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays. So we'll see. I mean, it's really turning it upside down, turning Major League Baseball upside down and seeing how it comes out on the other side and if it does or not. I like this one for everybody listening in Iowa, the Field of Dreams. The All-Star game was canceled. There were games planned for London, Mexico City, and Puerto Rico. They've been canceled. The St. Louis Cards, though, are going to still take on the White Sox on August 13th next to the Field of Dreams cornfield outside of Dyersville, Iowa. I think that place is super cool. Another place to put on your bucket list. Iowa's got a lot of things going on for it anyway, but that's a neat area to go and see it. Even if you're not a baseball fan, it's pretty cool what they've done there. So we'll see. The openers are interesting, that's for sure. The Marlins play the Phillies. The Phillies are at home. The Rockies play the Texas Rangers at their new ballpark and, you know, play ball. And we'll see what this 2020 season's like. Mike Trout, probably the best player in Major League Baseball, not totally psyched about it. He's lending his voice to the chorus of those that are saying, the possibility of testing positive for coronavirus, spreading it. He's got a pregnant wife, only a month away from delivering their first child. He's worried about it. There's a lot of people that are concerned that it's just too easy to spread, and it'd be too tough to try to contain that. You know, one thing that happens over the holiday weekend is the very important food eating contest that happens with all of us, no matter what situation we're in, right? How many hot dogs did you consume? A lot? Or, you know, was it a hamburger kind of day, or did you not eat any of that kind of stuff? Perhaps you didn't. Joey Chestnut, very, very famous. He's an American competitive eater. He's ranked first in the world by Major League Eating. Did you know it was a sport? And he was at it again over the 4th of July holiday. So Joey Chestnut, 75 hot dogs. So he retains his Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest title. Here's what he said.
Now I'm going to be able to hear my competitors. Like, if they're gagging or burping, it's going to be weird to hear them.
He could hear them. So he heard them, and it didn't matter. He wolfed down that many. That's crazy. 36 years old now. And we're talking about, by the way, hot dogs and buns. 10 minutes. They call it the mustard yellow belt. He won it for the 13th time in 14 years. So he topped his own record of 74 that he set in 2018. You know, I was thinking about this. You know how many calories that is? It's 21,750 calories. Oh, my gosh. 21,000 calories. I think you don't care about that. He's not a big guy either. Because there's something about it. I think you fast before. I don't know. You have all these ways to do it. There is some fasting that goes on, that kind of thing. But, wow. So what does he get for that? $10,000 and the belt. But he makes more than that because he has all those endorsements. You have to pay me a lot more than $10,000, though. Whew, crazy, isn't it? All right, how about the quarterback who's getting a whole bunch of money? I love this kid. He's a kid from Texas that plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a no-brainer that he'll win I don't know how many Super Bowls. And he's a good, smart kid. Lee Steinberg reps him, and he couldn't get a better rep than Lee Steinberg. But more than $450,000. Actually, could, with the incentives and everything, make $503 million. Wow. So what an extension, right? They took care of him and then some. He would be with the Chiefs through the 2031 season. And that's what he could get paid, you know, if all those other incentives add up. But it includes $477 million in guaranteed mechanisms. So that's an incredible contract. Wow. He's the guy to tie up, though. 24 years old, got good health, he's a premier player. Boom. I guess it was a no-brainer for the CEO, Clark Hunt, who said, it's a significant moment for our franchise and for the Chiefs' kingdom. And he said, since he joined just a few years ago, he's developed into one of the most prolific athletes in all of sports. With his infectious personalities, one of the most recognized and beloved figures to put on a Chiefs uniform. I agree with that. I think he's going to win them more Super Bowls. I can't imagine that he won't. I cannot imagine it. So good for him. Wow. So that's it. He doesn't have to worry about it. He's not looking over his shoulder, right? As for everybody else, some are in mid-contract, some are waiting for those extensions, some are arguing over the amount that they're getting paid. The Patriots, who now are in a much different situation without Tom Brady, are coming up with ways to make sure the fans are going to be there, and they have faithful fans. I can't imagine they wouldn't be there. But the New England Patriots are offering free parking for home games during the 2020 season. They sent out a letter to their season ticket members and told them that, and wanted to show their appreciation, they said, for your commitment to the Patriots during this, what they called, unique season, and acknowledged that it's going to be different than any other season we've experienced together. We want to share that we're going to give you free parking in all Gillette Stadium lots this year. Wow. I mean, actually, that's pretty good, right? They don't want to deal with it. Can you imagine exchanging the hands, the money, the whole thing? Boof. Because already people are going to have to sign waivers, it looks like. But at any NFL stadium, there are thousands of parking spots around the stadium. And that's pretty big revenue. It's always a big bone of contention sometimes for a city and for the people who own the stadium, depending on what kind of deal they have going on there. So that is a lot of cash to give up. But they want people to come back, too. Digital. That's what they're doing. No more of that handing off this and handing off that. They've got to go digital. It's a whole new world, no question about that. All right, thank you so much for listening to this hour of the show. We're going to close the door to the man cave. Big shout out to Mo Flam. Make it count, everybody. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.